With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There was a lockdown order at Joint Base McGuire, Dix Lehurst in New Jersey earlier. There were few details. The all clear has now been given. It's already been a busy day for President Trump, earlier addressing military leaders at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. The president says his administration is changing the military's culture.
We're bringing back a focus on fitness, ability, character, and strength. And that's because the purposes of American military is not to protect anyone's feelings. It's to protect our republic. And it's the republic that we dearly love. It's to protect our country. We will not be politically correct when it comes to defending American freedom, and we will be a fighting and winning machine. We want to fight. We want to win.
The president was joined by Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth. In the last hour at the White House, President Trump says Pfizer will invest $70 billion in the U.S. and charge lower prices for pharmaceutical drugs.
But by taking this bold step, we're ending the era of global price gouging at the expense of American families, and we're making America healthy again, which is our little theme.
The president said that Pfizer would only charge Medicaid what he calls most favored nation prices for its pharmaceutical drugs, which means the cost would match the lowest prices charged in other developed nations. The president said going farther, all new medications introduced by Pfizer would be sold using the same price structure. The president also said that Pfizer would invest $70 billion in domestic manufacturing facilities, though it's unclear what the timeline of that would be or how it compares to previous investment commitments. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 17, the NASDAQ down 31 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people talking about the trans issue lately, especially about the young man arrested for the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Utah's Governor Cox made clear in his statement the alleged killer's roommate, quote, was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female, end quote.
Dr. Albert Mohler, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says the mainstream media has tried to stay far away from that part of the story.
That's exactly what happened with the shooter who killed and injured children at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. It happened in the horrifying 2023 mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. It is insanity to argue that the transgender identity has nothing to do with these crimes. The pattern is now undeniable.
Dr. Mohler says it would be false to accuse all transgender persons of being tempted towards any such crimes. But he adds it would be similarly foolish to say pattern, what pattern, I don't see a pattern. Problem, what problem, I don't see a problem. This is SRN News. North Korea tells the U.N. it's keeping its nukes despite U.N. sanctions to the contrary.
Speaking at the U.N. General Assembly meeting of world leaders, North Korea's vice foreign minister characterized his country's nuclear weapons as crucial to keeping a balance of power with South Korea. Kim amplified his country's long-standing complaints about U.S.-led military exercises with South Korea and Japan and complained about a growing threat of aggression from Washington and its allies. South Korea says the exercises are necessary to counter North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescuers ran oxygen and water to students trapped in the unstable concrete rubble of a collapsed school building in Indonesia. As they desperately worked to free survivors, at least three students killed, more than 100 were injured in the collapse Monday afternoon at the Islamic school in East Java province. More details at srnnews.com.